On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
From KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
First this lunchtime, the media watchdog is introducing new rules to make sure broadcasters look after those taking part in TV and radio shows. Ofcom says the additions to its existing code will help protect their welfare and well-being. The duty of care has been under increased scrutiny following the deaths of a number of reality TV participants this year, including former Kent footballer Mark Thalassiotis, who appeared on Love Island.
KMFM News.
Elsewhere this lunchtime, Boris Johnson says the UK must renew the ties between its four nations to ensure a bright post-Brexit future. The Prime Minister's in Scotland for the first time since taking office and is announcing £300 million for communities in the country, Wales and Northern Ireland. These people in Edinburgh aren't feeling optimistic, though.
I have grave doubts about his ability to actually deliver all the things he's promised.
I used to think he was good news, and the more I've seen of him, the less good news I felt he is.
Not a fan of his views, and we've really had no say in that he's now our Prime Minister.
Meantime, it's been confirmed Mr Johnson's moving into Downing Street today with his girlfriend Carrie Simmons. A father and son have been found guilty of bringing men from Eastern Europe into Kent as part of a modern-day slavery ring. The victims from the Czech Republic and Slovakia were promised jobs and good pay, but ended up being put in poor accommodation in and around Dover and given very little money. The 48 and 26-year-olds have been found guilty of trafficking offences after a three-month trial in Canterbury. They'll be sentenced at a later date. US media are reporting this afternoon a six-year-old boy is among three people shot dead at a food event in Northern California. Police officers killed a gunman within a minute of him opening fire at the festival in Gilroy, which is known as the garlic capital of the world. At least 15 people were wounded. This man escaped unhurt.
We were like less than 200 feet from the active shooter. He was at the stage, which was real close to us. We were packing up, getting ready to go for the day. And as soon as I heard it, people were screaming, and I told them I knew what it was. Get in the truck. That's gunfire.
Police are still investigating reports of a second gunman. A man who jumped off a roof while running from police in Dover has been jailed for more than 2 years. Officers were chasing the 23-year-old following reports he'd threatened someone with a knife in Folkestone Road in March.
KMFM. KMFM News.
At kentonline.co.uk, you can see the work that's underway at a Kent shopping centre to create a new street food market. Ely Court at Royal Victoria Place in Tunbridge Wells is currently empty, but will soon contain restaurants and bars offering food from around the world. It's hoped it'll open later this summer. Nikki Blanchard is from Royal Victoria Place.
We're really, really excited about it. It's a brand new market with new traders, with young traders, with different street food operators. We are going to be having a cinema here, a pop-up cinema.
Meantime, plans for a huge new development in Rochester Town Centre have been given the go-ahead. Quinn Estates want to build more than 300 homes, shops, offices and food places at Bardell Wharf. You can see an image of what it might look like at Kent Online. And a West End musician's been helping Kent school children write and record their own song. Lion King guitarist Phil James has been working with year 3, 4 and 5 pupils at St Peter's School in Aylesford as part of a drive to focus their curriculum on more creative subjects. Head teacher there is Jim Holditch.
Most head teachers would tell you that for the last 10, 15, 20 years, we've been under such pressure to just focus on SATs. And we've resisted and we've tried to do, to protect and enrich curriculum. And when you can actually see the tangible benefits in children being excited and smiling and their feeling of self-worth when they're having their voices recorded by professional musicians on professional equipment, and then the end product on a CD being played back, and some of them soloing. Wow, it is such a boost to their confidence and self-esteem. It's fantastic.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino-Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Australian cricket legend Glenn McGrath believes batting will hold the key to which team wins this at the Ashes this summer. Kent's Joe Denley's in the England squad, who take on their rivals at Edgbaston on Thursday in the first of 5 matches. McGrath expects the bowlers to dominate and tells Sky Sports News that puts more pressure on the batsmen. batsman to deliver.
You look at both teams, the strengths is their bowling departments, and the batting, I think, is going to sort of separate the winners and the losers here. So whichever team gets off to a good start batting, I think, is going to have a big impact.
And in football, Gillingham have their final friendly ahead of the new season later. They're travelling to take on Welling United tonight ahead of their first proper match against Doncaster Rovers away from home on Saturday. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.